Have you ever wondered what makes French fries so irresistibly crispy on the outside, yet soft and fluffy on the inside? Well, that satisfying crunch is a result of fascinating chemistry at work. Today, we're delving into the world of French fries to uncover the secrets behind their golden crunch. Welcome to this episode of Bonding Through Science Snacks, where our focus is on turning everyday cooking into an exciting educational adventure for you and your kids. By understanding the science of food, specifically the scrumptious French fry, you not only impress with your cooking skills, but also open the door to learning and bonding. Let's start with the star of the show, the Maillard reaction. This is a chemical reaction between amino acids and reducing sugars that gives browned foods, like our beloved French fries, their distinctive flavor and color. Named after the French chemist Louis-Camille Maillard, this reaction occurs when food is cooked at high temperatures, leading to that characteristic golden brown color and complex flavor profile. Temperature plays a crucial role in this process. When we cook French fries, the ideal scenario is achieving a crispy exterior while maintaining a tender interior. This involves getting the oil to the right temperature. If the oil is too cold, the potatoes will soak up too much oil and become greasy. Conversely, if the oil is too hot, the exterior will burn before the inside has finished cooking. This is why controlling the oil temperature is so important. Typically, the sweet spot for frying potatoes is at 350 to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. At this temperature range, you allow the Maillard reaction to work its magic, creating that desirable golden crust while ensuring the inside is cooked to perfection. Now, here are some fun kitchen experiments you can try with your kids to illustrate the Maillard reaction and experiment with different frying techniques. You might try frying potato slices at varying temperatures to observe the difference in texture and color, or experiment by soaking the potato slices in water before frying to see how it affects the outcome. These activities not only make the cooking session fun, but also encourage curiosity and scientific observation. Ask your kids to describe the changes they see and hypothesize why these changes occur. Through such hands-on experiments, they engage with basic scientific principles without even realizing it. Here are a few practical tips for dads looking to make homemade French fries a bonding experience. Start with good quality potatoes such as russets, which have a high starch content, ideal for fries. Cut them into uniform slices to ensure even cooking. Remember, the key is in controlling the temperature throughout the cooking process. Encourage your children to get involved. Let them wash and peel the potatoes or set the timer. Guide them through the process of observing how the fries change from raw to golden brown, highlighting the transformation as a part of a chemical reaction. As you cook, share stories or facts about the science of cooking. For instance, did you know that every time food turns brown via the Maillard reaction, hundreds of different flavor compounds are produced? This explains why freshly cooked fries taste so complex and delicious. In conclusion, cooking French fries is so much more than making a snack. It's an opportunity to create happy memories and inspire a love for science. With these insights about the chemistry of cooking, you're equipped to transform your kitchen into a hub of learning and laughter. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Bonding Through Science Snacks. May your future fries be crispy and your cooking sessions be filled with discovery and joy.